Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome. Sit back and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Has been extremely busy because she also created another unbelievable anthology with these wonderful authors here. Debbie, tell us a little bit about your experience. What was the driving factor to create the anthology and attract all these wonderful people?
Well, I will say that all these wonderful people are very respectable professionals unto themselves, and I'm extremely honored to have all these gifted people as the authors in my ongoing book writing membership. So they join me every month, twice live, and we work on their books. And I just got a download. I was in the midst of just completing the dog anthology when it suddenly struck me that all these brilliant people, wouldn't it be wonderful before they actually produced their first book? Most of them, some of them have written before and published, but most of them had not. What if they had a great experience of doing a book? So I volleyed that to them, and each of them together collectively came up with their own idea for an anthology, and their idea was to write something about transformation. And as we know with anthologies, everybody gets a chapter and it's their take on the theme, which makes an anthology really rich and delicious for the reader because they don't know in each chapter what they're going to get. So each of them wrote something very unique. I can promise you very, very powerful. And at the end of the day, we titled the book, The Untold Secret to My Transformation, A Spiritual, Sexy, Financially Freeing Journey. And so I'm quite proud of what they've done. And unlike many other anthologies, they've taken on the lion's share because they've each written at least 35 pages. So it truly is a pouring out of a personal story for all of these authors. And so I think what we'll do at this point is just bring each of them on so you can meet them. I could not be more proud, and I cannot say even enough how much I respect them and how much I think that everybody should get a copy of this book. Mm-hmm. It's really worth it, and I know you'll see yourself in a lot of the pages and a lot of their wisdom and insights. So I'd like to bring on Art Geiser first. And Art, if you would tell us a little bit about yourself, briefly about your business, your purpose. We'll just start there, and then I'll ask you about your chapter to wrap up.
Great. Well, I'm thrilled to be with all of you. And I'm the creator of Energetic NLP. And Energetic NLP is a revolutionary approach to opening up more of your full potential and having an easier, more joyful, and more successful life. I wear a lot of hats. I'm a life coach, executive coach, NLP trainer, intuitive and healer. I believe everyone has miraculous abilities, and over the last 36 years, I've helped hundreds of thousands of people all over the world create lives that are happy, successful, and profoundly satisfying.
And where can people find you if they're interested in knowing more about that?
They can find me, and they can experience Energetic NLP by going to ENLP, as in Energetic NLP, the number 10.com, so ENLP10.com, and there they can watch a video where I'll actually take them through an Energetic NLP session that will increase their power, their confidence, and their ability to be in action. So that's the best way to get introduced.
Great. So you are a contributing author to this anthology about transformation. Can you tell me a little bit about your contribution, your chapter, and what you feel that readers will get out of your chapter and contribution to the book?
I would love to do that. People think they have to analyze themselves incessantly and work hard in order to open up more of their full potential and figure out what their mom did, their dad did, and just endlessly analyze things. But the truth is personal and spiritual transformation is faster and deeper when it's easy and playful. You can learn how to put your spirit in charge of your transformation and allow it to be magical. I also want them to believe that everyone has untapped miraculous abilities, the spiritual abilities and the abilities to work with energy. And then as they open those up, it'll make their lives more joyful, successful, and satisfying. And also in the chapter, there are some simple, easy, powerful, energetic, and healthy processes they can use to start transforming their lives right now as they're reading the chapter.
Beautiful. Yeah, one of the things I really love about your chapter, Art, is that it also has the energy of what your book is going to be and what you do out in the world. So you very much are a teacher in the chapter, and it has pieces of wisdom and ways of looking at things that I think most people don't consider. And inherent in your chapter is transformation, should people choose to follow what you recommend.
Well, that's funny, because I started to say that just by reading the chapter, even if they didn't do any of the processes, the energy of the chapter and just the concepts themselves free people up. And like I said, I've been doing this 36 years, and people often tell me just one or two of the concepts really transforms their lives. And the energy of the chapter, she said, in and of itself is transformational. And I hope people will enjoy it. I tried to make it fun and light reading.
I think that's the feedback I gave you. One of the many pieces of feedback I was so pleased was that I literally can feel like I was getting puddled reading your chapter, because it was imbued with so much healing energy. So I know that this is true.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm really happy.
I'm so grateful for your contribution and all the things you're rolling out in the world right now at a time we really need you. So thank you, Art and Karen Abrams. I want to talk a little bit about what you do out in the world. I think people are going to see like, wow, we've got a lot of incredible healers here. People have been doing this a while, really know their business, and therapists and so forth. So tell us about you, your purpose, and what you do out in the world.
Okay. Well, I help people find and heal what's holding them back from their personal and financial success. And I do this with a technique called Theta Healing, which is a simple meditation that allows you to access your subconscious mind and energetically shift bottom beliefs like I'm nothing and I'm worthless, and also release trapped emotions like anger and trauma and replace them with unconditional love and understanding. And when you change your most damaging beliefs into the most powerful and positive ones, and you release these toxic emotions and replace them with supportive ones, you begin making decisions in support of yourself. And unhealthy dynamics in your relationships change, and your ability to make more money improves.
Yeah, that's a lofty subject for many people. Whether they have or haven't, or create it and lose it, there's a lot of
Absolutely.
Different scenarios. And where can people find you who are interested in the Master Theta healing that you offer?
Well, they can find me at thinktheta.com, which is T-H-I-N-K theta, which is T-H-E-T-A.com. And when you're on the site, you can take the Master Your Money quiz to identify your relationship with money, and then you're going to receive a brief theta meditation to help bring more financial abundance into your life.
Yeah. And what about your chapter in the book? So you had the subject of transformation, and you took on this very lofty subject and shared something really deep about your transformation. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, really what I wanted people to come away with was that all of the emotions and the beliefs that have been blocking you from making the money that you desire can be transformed. And when they are, it's going to make your relationship with money much more profitable. So let me give you an example. Like when I was starting out, for the longest time, I was only making enough money to get by. And even though I had a business coach and I took business classes, I couldn't follow through with their advice. And I didn't know why. And it wasn't until I identified my own relationship with money and the tension that it caused me in my childhood that I was able to heal that relationship and apply their advice and successfully grow my business.
One of the things I really loved when I read your chapter, Karen, so you do a take with money that I've never seen or heard before. Obviously, unique is a really beautiful thing. And although money's talked about a lot, you actually went back into your family's history and followed your lineage and ancestry, and you were able to tie that to a lot of the beliefs that you were living out and how you eventually dismantled all of that and came back into a lot more peace and harmony. But the journey that you go on, I resonated deeply with it. There was a lot of information in there that I could reflect on my family and think about. So I was grateful that you were able to so deep dive into something. And I think really open up for all of us who read the book and the chapter, what's possible if we look at the people we came from, the culture, and a lot of their experiences that helped create who we are today. So I appreciate that so much.
Well, thank you. I think that what was interesting for me is because since I got to take this dive into my family was how much I learned also about them, and that you can be influenced as much from the tragedies as the triumphs, you know, and all the triumphs. So as I went back and I saw different things where people were like upper middle class, or but then they lost everything and then they had to bring it back and they had to struggle and they did do all these things, is that it really gave me that sense of when I talk about making a mess of my life with money as I was getting old enough to be financially independent and become a big girl. If I could go back and go, oh, I could see where I bumbled and where I stumbled, and I can see where they did too. And then I looked at, wow, look at how they came into their own again and found themselves again and created happy, rich lives, both personally and financially. So it was a really wonderful journey to go on because it did give me a lot of like hope and confidence too, to see all of those other things that I didn't know were in there, especially like the spirit of, you know, starting up on your own and starting your own businesses, which is what I did. And really everybody in my family did that. All the kids did it. So it's interesting that we followed in their footsteps without even really knowing that they all did it.
Well, thank you again for your contribution. And now I'm going to bring Barbara on. And Barbara, thank you so much. Give us an idea of who you are out in the world and how people can find you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Barbara LaRocca, and I've done various forms of counseling and coaching since I was in college, and I've studied shamanism, NLP, energy work, and many modalities, and I combine them all in both my private practice and in workshops. I got my doctorate in clinical psychology in order to be able to differentiate between the psychological problems people have and their spiritual metaphysical problems. And that also means that people who have not gotten adequate solutions from analyzing or using psychological interventions, they come to me and I help them to see into their issues and find unique solutions. You can reach me with my website, intelligentconsciousness.com. It's a delight that I finally produced this particular website, and I hope you find some interesting things on there. That's how you can reach me.
Beautiful. Thank you. And tell us about your chapter. What was your take on transformation, and what came out of your heart and poured out of your hands, the tale that you wanted to tell, that was your contribution?
Okay, for lots of years, I've had a philosophy of using a positivity in a way that was a little bit of a different twist on it by seeing that positive experience, a successful experience of myself, or even thinking about somebody else's success and energizing that success into a current problem. And rather than analyzing the situation or spending a lot of time thinking about some block or some difficulty, you can use that positive energy of the past experience in a metaphysical way and simply go about your life after you've done this. And answers arrive spontaneously and in amazing ways. And it happened to me so many times. It was a delight to write about it. And I do teach my clients how to use their own experiences to take a springboard into something brand new.
I can say without a doubt that you live what you're talking about. In our very powerful spiritual metaphysical world, we all talk about the power of thought and creating, but you are somebody I find who exemplifies that. You lead with that attitude all the time. And interestingly enough, the story you tell in your chapter, it's not new. So you were even that back then and employing that. You give a great example, and it's a big life-changing example. So you really had to rise up in order to meet challenge that you were given in another country. And what I love about your chapter is that it's really real time. As each challenge comes, you're meeting it with this way of thinking and being, and then creating and manifesting really powerful results.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm hoping that people can take away from the experience that they can do this too. It's not difficult. It's not rocket science, but it has to come from the heart, which some people are learning how to do. And it's amazing how you can use the basics of manifesting, common sense, and metaphysical solutions combined. So I'm hoping people come away with a way to do that, because it's not overly complicated.
Right. It's a choice. Thank you so much, Barbara. And now we're going to bring on our final author, Fran Fisher. Fran, it is so great to have you here. And tell us what you do out in the world and how people can find you.
Thank you. And hello, I'm Dr. Fran. My abbreviated story is that I'm an ex-Catholic nun turned sexologist with a lifetime in between as a nurse, a wife, a mother of two children, and I have three wonderful grandchildren. My life has been spent in service either as an OR nurse at home in the US or on 16 missionary trips around the world. Since gaining my PhD in sexuality at the age of 49, I added a new string to my bow. Now, as well as continuing to work in the OR, I have a thriving private practice in sexual counseling, and my speaking engagements have evolved, most recently focusing on helping cancer patients regain healthy, functional, sexual, intimate lives. If you want to learn more about what I do, go to www.improveintimacy.com. There are several informational videos on there, as well as lots of resources. And if you would like to contact me on my website, it's franfisher@improveintimacy.com. I'd love to hear from you.
That's beautiful. And Fran, yet another example of somebody who took the theme of transformation and ran with it, completely different chapter. That's what I love about what readers are going to get from this. There is not one chapter even alike. Everybody's got their own thumbprint, their own DNA in their chapter, and the reader will receive so much from each story. Yours is incredibly moving. Can you talk about your contribution to the book and what your take on the chapter was, what readers can hope to get from what you wrote?
I subtitled my chapter, "The Heroism of Being Different," for a reason. And what I truly hope readers will take from my chapter is courage and encouragement to trust themselves, to be true to their core beliefs. My story shows that from my earliest memories, I mostly stood alone and followed an inner voice that sometimes brought me great pain, but eventual incredible achievements. Mostly I found paths very lightly trodden. And even though I was an incredibly timid, shy child, adolescent, and even adult, the need to explore beyond my proscribed place and station in life has been a constant driver for change and transformations. I think that was the biggest thing. The word transformations runs through my story, and everybody can do it if you're brave. I hope to inspire others to have faith in themselves, no matter what voices are in conflict with their dreams. I want to be a cheerleader for those struggling to trust themselves, to follow their intuition, follow their gut, and discover their destiny.
Very powerful. Thank you. I feel like you just prayed over us.
Amen.
Amen. System.
Oh, yes. Amen.
Thank you. And I know that I was deeply moved by your chapter, because you go through your childhood and many experiences that you had growing up. It really was like a novel, I have to say, entering a different world, and very powerful, just like what you said, what you were able to overcome and still become in spite of and because of. Very unique upbringing, without a doubt. I'm just so proud of who you are today. And
thank you
so much for your contribution. And I will say, for anybody interested in the book, it is on Amazon. It is a Kindle. It is also a print book. I'm Debbie Dashinger. I'm a book writing coach. I also teach people how to be interviewed on radio and podcasts with great results. And for 14 years now, I've been running the Dare to Dream podcast. It's award-winning. You can find me at DebbieDashinger.com, DebbieDashinger.com.
And I just want to say thank you all for being here today. And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcasting communities, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. That's MYBOOK, MYBIZ.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.